This is Nation Radio. It's Chris Bloomer backstage at the Most Points Arena on a Sunday night, speaking to the one and only Mr. Noel Gallagher.
Hello there. Glamorous, isn't it?
I love these leather seats. They're fantastic.
They're not bad. They weren't here last time we came here, but as you can see, it's... Oh, the glamour.
I think they got a job lot from Habitat or somewhere.
Yeah, the same ones are in my dressing room as are in this one, yeah. All good, though.
Now, the last time I saw you was at the NME Awards at the O2 Academy in Brixton in February. What a night that was.
Indeed, yeah, it was good, yeah.
Well, I had a great night, but obviously you must have had an unbelievable night winning the Godlike Genius Award.
Do you know what? I had a gig the next day, so I had to properly keep a lid on it. So I didn't celebrate it until, might have been a couple of days after, but yeah, still not fully recovered.
I loved your speech. It must have been an emotional night for you, because you know you get a standing ovation from everybody, and then you get in these like rock icons like Roger Daltrey and even like Johnny Marr presenting you with the award as well.
Yeah, but I get standing ovations in restaurants and all sorts, so I'm used to that. Do you know what I mean? I'm actually quite offended you didn't stand up when I walked in before, but we'll let that go. Yeah, I'd asked Johnny to do it. I mean, I know Johnny anyway, but yeah, to see Ray Davis was a trip, because like Ray is one of the true greats, and. Johnny and Ray and Roger Dott, I mean, Pete Townsend, what can you say? You know, and Weller, they're all the greats. And yeah, it was good.
You seem to have been so busy this year. You just seem to have been on the road constantly for the last 12 months. You've done now well over 100 gigs as a solo artist.
115 or 20 or something. Yeah, I've got till November. I mean, the record blew up on the road, you know, so don't know whether it'll ever happen again like this. Do you know what I mean? So... Cane it while you're in the groove, and just kept adding gigs, and it's a pity that my second album has kind of fallen by the wayside, and that's this tour has kind of killed that. But owe it to yourself to get out there and get it done, you know.
And are you enjoying life as a solo artist, or do you miss, you know, the days of being in a band like Oasis?
I don't say that callous when I say that, you know what I mean? I don't think about it too much, because I wouldn't have left the band if it was great. Do you know what I mean? If it was all and giggles and sunshine and lollipops, I wouldn't be sat here now in this expensive fake leather chair, would I? Listening to Graham Coxon in the next room there. I'd be at Wembley Stadium, wouldn't I? But I don't miss it, but I don't say that with any kind of callous feeling, you know. I enjoy what I do now. This is harder work, I've got to say. This is a lot. It's a lot harder on the brain than Oasis was. Oasis was hard on the soul. This is hard on the brain, though. He's constantly got to be on it every night from the first song, you know. When I was in Oasis, I used to go on and shuffle on at the back, hungover, generally. Me and Gem would have been up till 4 or 5, and then by the time I got to sing my bits, I'd be well and truly warmed up, you know, and now it's kind of got to be on it from 9 o'clock on the ball.
Well, you've done loads of big festivals this summer. What's been the personal highlight of all the festivals you've done?
I'd say Benicassim in Spain. I did 4 or 5 gigs with the Stone Roses at all festivals, and that one, I wasn't on to 1 in the morning. They didn't go on to 4 in the morning. And it was a bit of a Manchester reunion backstage, everybody hung around until the sun came up, and we did a bit of this and a bit of that and toasted the sun. And they were phenomenal that night. I've seen them 4 times on... 4 or 5 times, and twice they were phenomenal. And it was a great, great night, great crowd, great atmosphere. But I got to say, the last gig we did at Wembley Arena the night before last might have been the best London gig I've ever done.
Really?
It was unbelievable. I don't know where the crowd came from. They obviously weren't Cockneys.